The year Rachel Cruz was born, her parents declared bankruptcy. As the daughter of Dave Ramsey, she grew up learning many, many lessons about money. Now, as a married adult, she travels the country, speaking to students and other young adults about wise principles for money management. She's collected many of these tips in a book she's co-written with her dad called Smart Money, Smart Kids. And here's wisdom for your money from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. She shared a point-by-point strategy for getting your finances under control as a young person and gives a great insight on the intersection of your money and your emotions.
Well, living on a budget is key. Everyone, no matter how old you are, you need to be living on a budget. And what that is you're just being intentional with where your money's going. I spoke this morning at the chapel at Northwestern, and we talked a lot about this morning, but being proactive towards your money, because I think a lot of people, their money just happens to them their entire life. And then, you know, they wake up at retirement and they're like, where did all my money go? I worked so hard for so many years and I have nothing to show for it. And so telling your money what to do. John Maxwell says a budget is simply telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And I love that because it's so true. And so being intentional with that. And so when you're doing your budget, the very first line needs to be giving. The second line needs to be savings. And then you pay your bills. And so everything that you spend money on in the month needs to be on a sheet of paper with a dollar amount next to it. And so the goal for your budget is to take your income minus your expenses needs to equal zero. So every dollar has a name. And so you're just being proactive with your money. So living on that budget, getting a $1,000 emergency fund. If you're working or you're an adult, college students, I say $500. But if you're out of college, you need a $1,000 emergency fund. And then you need to go pay off all of your debt. And you can do that by listing your debt smallest to largest, regardless of the interest rate. Pay minimum payments on everything and attack that smallest debt first. Once that's paid off, roll it over to the second smallest and keep going and going and going down the line and be debt free. And so those are three big things essentially that young adults can start working on now.
You talked about the budget and just sort of being proactive. It reminds me that that can take a lot of the emotion out of it, isn't it? I mean, money really becomes an emotional issue, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Money is never just about money. I mean, it's amazing. Within marriage, within your own spending habits, it's incredible. And so, yes, being factual in the sense that you're telling your money what to do on that sheet of paper, it just gives you control. And again, you're able to tell your money what to do. And so just having that role in life towards your money is key, because a lot of people, their money's their boss. Their money dictates what they want to do. And so really turning it around and saying, no, this is what I can do, and learning the word no. You know, we talked about earlier, kids hearing the word no a lot. It's not in the budget or things like that. And so really saying, this is what we're going to live by, and anything beyond this. And if you're married, for instance, and you want to change something on the budget, you can agree together to change it. But basically, that sheet of paper is your guideline for the month.